It's time to get your news on. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
It certainly is the news. It's for week commencing April 13, 2025, and this week it's straight to our friends from Radio Amateurs of Canada. Alan Boyd, VE3AJB/VE3EM, RAC President, has advised at its meeting March 27 and 2025, the Board of Directors of Radio Amateurs of Canada voted unanimously to cancel RAC's plans to operate a booth at Hamvention, that's Dayton in May. This decision was not taken lightly and was made with deep regrets, as RAC members and volunteers always look forward to attending this significant international event. The relationship between Canada and the United States has become increasingly strained due to recent trade disputes and tariffs imposed by the US government. Adding to these challenges, controversial remarks from US leaders, including suggestions of Canada becoming the 51st state, have heightened concerns about Canadian sovereignty. For Canadians, these tensions have had tangible impacts and there has been a decline in cross-border travel and tourism. It is a complex and evolving situation, but it is our hope, the RAC president said, that we will be able to return to Hamvention in the future years. And we hope that Canadian amateurs who do attend this event will have a safe and enjoyable experience. Now wait, there's much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia, and it's to VK3GK.
This is WIA Director Lee Moyle, VK3GK. Final call for Australian radio amateurs. The survey closes at 23:59 Eastern Standard Time tonight. This is your last chance to have your say on the new amateur radio licence conditions, and we thank over 1,200 amateurs who have taken the time to complete the survey. If you haven't completed the survey, the Wireless Institute of Australia, WIA, still wants to hear from you. How has the transition been? Have you had to use the new licence documentation? What was your experience with the updated call sign allocation process, especially for the Australian External and Antarctic Territories? This quick 10-minute survey is your opportunity to share your feedback and help shape future discussions with ACMA and the Department of Communications and the Arts to improve services for all amateur operators. Your responses are completely confidential, and the survey is open to all Australian amateurs, not just WIA members. But don't wait, this is it. The survey closes at 23:59 Eastern Standard Time tonight. Head to the WIA website for the survey link. This is your last chance. Make your voice count before the clock runs out. Just a short and sweet one, that's all from me. 7-3's from Lee, VK3GK.
This is Editor-in-Chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH. Undoubtedly, some lucky members have already begun dipping into the current issue, having received their hard copy late this past week. Other members have been dipping into the electronic issue, which was posted to the WIA webpage on Wednesday last for you to download. Thank you, Robert Broomhead, VK3DN. In the meantime, if you're waiting for your hard copy, let me tell you a little of what you can look forward to. We have the last instalment about the 50th anniversary of Amateur Oscar 7, the oldest man-made space object still working. AO7 was designed and built by enthusiasts in basements and home workshops across the globe. What a saga! The article by Rick Matthews, VK5BGN, with Jan King, VK4GEY, W3GEY, includes detail after detail not published anywhere previously. A story to warm the cockles of your heart about what a small team of radio amateurs can achieve through passion and persistence. If you're keen on going portable, away from the maddening RF fog we experience in suburbia, but have yet to save the inevitable moolah you think is needed, then further into the issue is a charming article about, quote, portability on a budget, without fears or tears, unquote, written by Carmel Morris, VK2CAR, aka VK2NO. Carmel describes her experiences building the ADX Digital Modes HF transceiver kit, a low-cost, low-power rig producing 3 to 4 watts that can work on any of four pre-programmed amateur bands between 80 and 10 metres. the Manly Warringah Radio Society, Carmel's local club, organised a successful member build-a-thon, a neat way for radio clubs to do something practical and involve members young and old, experienced and not so experienced. What's more, in this issue, you can get the guff on what's planned for the weekend of 3rd and 4th May, the WAA Annual General Meeting and Gala Dinner, featuring a side salad of the Technology Festival put on by the Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club. Look for Issue 2, 2025, featuring 5 MHz, The Truth. Yes, folks, the truth is out there, doing its job already, day after day. Don't forget, there's always much more in every edition of Amateur Radio magazine. More guts, less gab. Serving Australian amateurs since 1933. Proudly produced and printed in Australia. I'm Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ. Felix.
Hello there. Now, contest-wise, 2024. WIA Contest Champion results for 2024. The WIA Contest Champion Peter Brown Trophy is awarded annually for the best combined effort in WIA-sponsored contests. It recognises those who have participated in multiple WIA contests and submitted logs throughout the year. There were a total of 286 contestants during 2024. The winner of the VK4PJ Peter Brown Trophy for 2024 is Diane Main, VK4DI, with a score of 450 points. Diane ended the 6 of the 8 eligible contests and gained 3 first places, 1 second place, 1 third place and 1 fifth place. Congratulations, Diane. Second place went to Peter Dodd, VK7KPC, with a score of 380 points. Third place, Bill Main, VK4ZD, 350 points. Fourth place was Sean McGurney, VK3KK, with a score of 294 points. Fifth was Richard Howlett, VK7ZBX, 280 points. Now, contest-wise, 2025. The IAAU 100th Anniversary Centennial QSO Party. The IAAU ZQP started Saturday and ends 20 April. This event will celebrate 100 years of the IAAU. Each Tuesday evening in April sees the ZL2 GPA Memorial Sprints on 80 metres. 30 minutes each of CW, SSB and FT4. Exchange is your outside temperature. Harry Angel Memorial 80 metre sprint, Saturday, May 3. May 17-18 is the Sangster Shield. QRP CW on 80 metres. Don Edwards Memorial Slam Wars Contest, May 17-18. DX Window to the World. It was 25 years ago, but we do remember you as if it was yesterday and always will. Special event to honour the victims of 9/11. New York City, Shanksville, Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C. September 06-0001 UTC, ending Thursday, September 12, 23:59 hours UTC. Many members of the Alabama Contest Group will activate K4A for the fifth year. This year's event will be called 9/11, We Do Remember. SSV, FT8, CW and RITI on all bands 160 through 10 metres, including WARC bands. Bletchley Park will be hosting one of its infamous 1940s weekends in May to commemorate the 80th anniversary of VE Day. In tribute to the event, the RSGB National Radio Centre will be operating special event station GB2BP from the 3rd to the 5th of May. The Guernsey Amateur Radio Society will operate special event station GUADLIB on 9/11 May to celebrate the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Channel Islands at the end of World War II. QSL via LOTW, Club Logs OQRS, Direct, or via the Bureau. For WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Leading this week's international news, World Amateur Radio Day. World Amateur Radio Day occurs on April 18th, 2025. It was on this day in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris. This year is therefore a special 100th anniversary of the International Amateur Radio Union. Since 1925, the IARU has grown to include 160 member societies in three regions across the world. Shortly afterwards, another notable event will take place. On April 26th, the legacy of Marconi is celebrated during International Marconi Day. This is held annually on the Saturday closest to April 25th, which is his birth date. A 24-hour event will take place where operators are encouraged to get on the air and for SWLs to listen out for stations. The ARRL DXCC desk has determined that the operation by a de-expedition team from Mount Athos meets the DXCC award program's accreditation criteria. Contacts with the team, which operated in January 2025 using the call sign Sierra Victor 1 Golf Alpha Stroke Alpha, will therefore count towards DXCC. Additionally, due to actions taken by local authorities that resulted in the early termination of the operation, any future operations by this team from Mount Athos will require additional documentation for securing accreditation for DXCC credit. Mount Athos is an autonomous region of northeastern Greece, governed by the monastic community, and is an entity on the DXCC list. 300 comments submitted in response to INRI delete, delete, delete. Radio World reports close to 300 comments filed in response to the recent FCC public notice INRI delete, delete, delete. Responses related to amateur radio vary from keeping the status quo to eliminating amateur radio licensing completely. A number of the comments received so far have focused on amateur radio and the fear that ham radio could be at risk. The possible loss of spectrum is among the concerns. Read the Radio World article for a sampling of comments in the link at the text edition of this WIA National News. Reply comments will be accepted from April 28th. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared without a trace over a decade ago. Malaysia's government announced last week that it will resume its search efforts for the missing airliner. Maritime robotics company Ocean Infinity signed an 18-month deal to lead the effort that will receive $70 million if they can find the aircraft. The search will utilise low-power transmissions to trace potential flight paths MH370 could have taken in 2014. Ocean Infinity will be using WSPR. The methodology uses low-power transmissions, ubiquitous with ham radio, to pass out a flight path like following breadcrumbs. Imagine radio waves radiating out over the ocean like beams of light between their origins and destinations. If a large plane crosses a beam, it creates a disturbance that can be recorded. With enough WSPR data from the day MH370 disappeared, investigators could estimate an approximate flight path. Read more in the link provided in the text edition of this news. Attention all hams around the world. Battle Harbour, a small island located in Labrador, needs our help. For once, you don't need to open your wallet. A symbol of wireless history and strength, the Battle Harbour Marconi Towers have been linking communities for nearly a century. Now they need our vote to continue standing strong for future generations. The National Trust for Canada's Next Great Save competition gives communities the power to protect heritage sites, with a $50,000 grant prize sponsored by Ecclesiastical. These towers connect modern radio amateurs to the pioneers who helped shape the hobby and technology. Just as modern radio amateurs continue to push boundaries of communication, preserving these towers can inspire future innovations. These structures serve as a reminder of how far we've come and how innovation in the radio world has progressed. Future generations of engineers, hobbyists, and technologists can learn from the past to guide their future efforts. Please cast your vote on the voting link in the text edition of your WIA National News. ARRL Learning and Education programs in front of 15,000 science teachers. ARRL Learning and Education Manager Steve Goodgame, Kilo 5 Alpha Tango Alpha, attended the National Science Teachers Association Convention held in Philadelphia, PA, March 26 to 29. More than 15,000 education professionals from around the world were in attendance. ARRL had a booth in the exhibit hall to promote the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. Goodgame spoke to several hundred highly qualified and interested teachers about ways to elevate their STEM curriculum using radio. Additionally, several state and district level officials expressed interest in hosting a session of Teachers Institute. The first components of the new ARRL STEM curriculum were also unveiled and shared with teachers. Teachers were excited to have access to a curriculum utilising electronics and amateur radio that was aligned to national education standards. The curriculum will be available beginning with the 2025-2026 school year. That ruling from a federal judge ordering the US government to restore congressionally approved funding for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, which I reported on just last week, apparently hasn't convinced the Trump administration. The money still hasn't been distributed, according to a report by the New York Times, citing court filings and officials at the news organization, which was originally set up to counter propaganda from the then USSR during the Cold War. RFE-RL is still nearly $12 million short on its April funding from the US Agency for Global Media, which oversees RFE-RL and several other government-funded news organisations. As a result, The Times reports RFE-RL has been forced to furlough staff and reduce some of its programming. This safe nuclear battery could last decades on a single charge. Yes, a new miniature nuclear battery could supply electricity for decades, centuries, even millennia. South Korean scientists recently presented a prototype battery that works according to better voltaic principle, as the researchers explain. Nuclear batteries generate power by harnessing high-energy particles emitted by radioactive materials. Not all radioactive elements emit radiation that's damaging to living organisms, and some radiation can be blocked by certain materials. For example, beta particles, known as beta rays, can be shielded with a thin sheet of aluminium, making beta voltaics a potentially safe choice for nuclear batteries. This kind of nuclear battery would only be the size of a finger, and such long-lasting nuclear batteries could enable numerous applications, says Professor Su Il-in. For example, a pacemaker powered by such a battery would last a lifetime and make surgical replacement unnecessary. For WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
And a very good day to you. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier, FRAM-2, has set many a record. One of note, FRAM-2 astronaut Rabia Rogue, LB9NJ, KD3AID, conducted the first amateur radio contact from SpaceX Dragon. Another of the firsts, the first crewed mission to do polar orbits of the Earth, and Rogue became the first German woman in space. Rogue used a battery-powered IC705 aboard the flight. She sent SSTV images on 437.550 MHz for a youth amateur radio competition called FRAM to HAM. Images were from polar regions that had been broken into digital puzzle pieces, which the students assembled. The mission, which was funded and commanded by cryptocurrency billionaire Chun Wang, saw strong participation from the amateur radio community. the live Oscar status page on the AMSAT website received a record 496 reception reports, more observations than any other spacecraft in a four-day period since the page's inception. As the first crewed mission to reach a 90-degree orbital inclination, FRAM-2 provided rare views of polar auroras and remote Arctic landscapes. For Wang, the mission fulfilled a childhood curiosity about the polar regions. For the broader space community, it demonstrated how private spaceflight can combine scientific research, technical innovation, and public outreach, including a successful amateur radio experiment that brought signals from orbit to Earthbound listeners around the globe. In orbit, there are about 65 satellites owned by 7 of the 11 countries in Southeast Asia. Indonesia initially formed the National Institute of Aeronautics and Space, LAPAN, in 1963, which was later consumed by research-focused BRIN, and then in 2022, the country established the Indonesian Space Agency, mostly focused on space policy. Indonesia, as an archipelago of 17,508 islands, offers multiple equatorial flight paths over low to no population zones. There have been multiple proposals to construct a spaceport on 500 hectares of government land on Biak Island, and the site has been used for sounding rocket flights and engine tests since 1965. Indonesia has sought to attract SpaceX as well as several spacefaring nations. However, foreign investment has not been secured. Worldwide special interest groups, IOTA, St. Helena, AF-022, ZD-7PG, Paul, GW-0NGA, is active, holiday style, as ZD-7PG from St. Helena, AF-022, between the 12th and 19th of April. He said, "I'm not active on EQSL-CC or low TW, but I do like real cards." Far Karava Atoll, OC-066, TX-7XG. Haru is operating TX-7XG until April 15th from 40 to 6 metres using CW with some SSB, FT8 and RTTY. QSL via low TW, club log or home call, which is JA1XGI. Core Palau, OC-009, T88PB. On air on the island this weekend with main activity during the CW leg of the Japan International DX Contest. QSL via low TW, preferred, or direct to JA0JHQ. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Military. ZL6 ANZAC is the special event call sign for the ANZAC Day amateur radio operators operating from the Wrights Hill Fortress in Wellington, New Zealand. The Wrights Hill Fortress, built during World War II, is located in Karawi, Wellington, and consists of an underground network of tunnels, operation rooms, and 3 gun emplacements. On ANZAC Day, April 25th this year, the group of amateur radio operators will activate the station from within the fortress itself on SSB, CW, and FM. There are a number of operators who will activate the ZL6 ANZAC call sign on the day, so feel free to ask them for their personal call sign also. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air. Here's Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you. As our listeners are aware, the WIA AGM will be in Bendigo on Saturday, the 3rd of May, along with the Bendigo Technology Festival being held on the Sunday, the 4th of May, 2025.
What a wonderful opportunity for the hams of all ages to come together along with the YOTAs to meet up there.
Alan, Pete, VK2LP, and myself will be heading there on Friday and leaving Bendigo on the Monday.
2 days out of school is always good for me.
Alan, what will be good is meeting everyone in Bendigo and seeing the wonderful town and what it has to offer.
Yes, Alec, when LP and I went to the VKFF get-together, we had dinner at the Shamrock Hotel, where the WIA AGM and Saturday night dinner is going to be hosted.
Was the food good?
Yes, it was. I forget what Pete had. I had the fish and chips. I'm going to try the porterhouse next.
For those who are planning on going to Bendigo, and even if you plan on attending the AGM remotely, please register for the WIA AGM and dinner via the links in the text edition.
Alec, we need to remind our listeners about the Bendigo Technology Festival hosted by the Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club.
Yes, that is marked to be a great event on Sunday at the Fosterville Gold Pavilion, Prince of Wales Showgrounds in sunny Bendigo.
Do you think we can have a store so we can sell people our autograph?
Oh, there goes VK2 Cash on Delivery trying to make money again. Please see the links in our text edition to the BAREC website for entry fees and details of the festival.
Hopefully we'll see you in Bendigo. And in the meantime, stay tuned for a later announcement as Alec and Pete are putting together a proposal for a VK Yoda contest for December.
Yes, Alan. We shall see how that goes. For WIA National News, I am Alec, VK2MV.
And I am Alan, VK2COD.
Worldwide Special Interest Groups Rescue Radio. Hams respond as deadly quake rocks Thailand and Myanmar. Emergency communication took on paramount importance in the South Asian nations hit by the earthquake. Its strength was felt in Bangkok, Thailand, affecting that city's high-rise buildings. I think most of us saw on TV those pool chairs and floats washed over the side of infinity swimming pools high in the sky. J. Cree, Hangton Com, HS1FVL, Emergency Communications Director of IARU Region 3, said members of the Radio Amateur Society of Thailand have been assisting the government with emergency communications in the city and in the surrounding area, utilising VHF. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Video. Didn't get enough Fram 2 SSTV last week? The International Space Station will be transmitting special slow-scan television to celebrate Cosmonautics Day, which honours Yuri Gagarin's historic first space flight on April 12, 1961. The SSTV event is organised by Amateur Radio on the International Space Station and runs from April 11th through this weekend. A total of 12 images will be broadcast in PD120 mode on the standard downlink frequency of 145.800 MHz FM. Enthusiasts around the world can receive these images using a VHF radio or SDR along with SSTV decoding software such as MMSSTV, RX-SSTV or Robot36. This is a great opportunity for amateur radio operators and space fans alike to collect commemorative images directly from orbit. Be sure to check ISS pastimes for your location so you don't miss the transmissions. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF from sunny Bendigo.
It's a date and clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section, nationalnews@wia.org.au. The WIA AGM happens May 3 to 4, hosted by the Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club. VK2, Solitary Islands Beach, Parkfest for POTA, May 3 and 4. VK3, Moorabbin and District Amateur Radio Club's Hamfest, 10 a.m. May the 10th. And VK2, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club News, and it's news for us all.
I'm Henry, VK2ZHE. President of the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club's 49th annual field day will be held at the Wauchope Showground Hall on Saturday and Sunday, the 7th and 8th of June 2025, during the New South Wales King's Birthday long weekend. There will be all the usual field day activities, including traders, trash and treasure, fox hunting, and a homebrew display. The field day dinner will be held at the Port Macquarie Golf Club on the Saturday night. Mark your calendar now for the June long weekend. The Wauchope Showground permits camping, so it is possible to stay on site in your own motorhome, caravan or tent with power and amenities, but you must book ahead with the showground caretaker. I'm Henry, VK2ZHE, for VK1WIA National News.
And with that, it's time to tie the ribbons and remind you to join me next week right here for WIA National News. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.